Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's called Peg, one of their best songs. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tamar Jacoby's our guest, our good friend, 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the editor of Reinventing the Melting Pot, the president of Immigration Works USA, .org, immigrationworksusa.org, and you'll find all the things that she does there. She's working hard to represent your interests, small business owners, believe it or not, whether you know it or not, I should say, your interests in trying to get some kind of visibility for the challenges the small business owners face with immigration, right, Tamar?
Exactly right.
Is you know, I can remember months ago, maybe a year or so ago, you and I were speculating over when if the Republicans took the House and the Senate, and whether there would be immigration reform in 2000 the 113th Congress.
I forget. My God. I don't remember. And what did we speculate? I can't remember.
I think we said that it was no more than 50-50.
Yeah.
And what do you say? What do you think now? It sounds like presidential campaign.
Yeah.
If this were the previous Congress, it might have had some chance.
It's not just about the presidential campaign. I keep going back to that. Really, the Obama order has really, really, really soured Republicans because they feel that the president did this. You know,
he poisoned the well for them, abuse of authority.
And they don't want to now give him any kind of a deal.
Yeah.
But that's exactly
what he hoped for because that leaves his executive order to work its way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in
violation of the Constitution.
LBJ used to say, "Do you want a bill or an issue?"
Right.
And a bill meant something where you went in the back room and you did your job and you compromised and you came out with a solution that didn't make everybody all happy, made everybody a little bit happy and a little unhappy. And everybody took credit and everybody took blame.
Right.
An issue is when you go to the voters and your donors and you say, "We tried to do this, but those other guys, they're bad guys. They wouldn't help us. You need to give us more money so we can get elected."
In business, when we have a negotiation, we always say that the best deal happens when everybody at the table has at least one tear in their eye.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how you get a bill. So let me ask you this question. How long has it been? And I'm not being sarcastic. I really would like to know. How long has it been? How many years has it been since Congress has passed what you would consider to be a leadership type bill, where there was a tear in everybody's eye, and the resulting bill actually was important for America? How long has it been since that's happened?
Oh, it's been a long time. I mean,
a decade, two decades.
Yeah, well, I mean, welfare reform
in the 90s.
Yeah, was a big one.
Welfare reform in the 90s. It's been almost 20 years.
No Child Left Behind, I would argue. You know, Bush and Kennedy. That was
Bush and maybe Bush's welfare. I mean Social Security reform that back in 2004, I guess it was.
Did we really do serious Social Security?
Whatever that was called.
We got halfway.
Whatever that was called. But
it's been
10 years.
It's
been 10 years since there's any kind of serious leadership showing up on both sides, right?
Well, you know, it's a lack of serious leadership, and it's this willingness to kind of dive for the low territory, you know, to go for the wedge issue
to gain a political advantage rather than do the right thing,
or to try to drive through a bill like Obamacare that's just one party, you know, trying to transform the system in America with just one party.
So no, you said 90-10. I'm going to say zero chance of immigration progress in this term.
So now it's become a political football, and I think it's emerging as a pretty serious issue in the campaign. Hillary just yesterday appointed one of the most aggressive Dreamers. These are the young people brought to America as children, brought illegally as children by their parents. You know, their Dreamers have transformed the debate, and they put a nice image. You know, they have a good claim for a different kind of claim than the adults have, because they were brought as little children. It wasn't their choice. And, you know, they promised, you know, many of them are very successful students and athletes. And, you know, I think we should, they have an even better claim for some kind of, you know, special break than some other people have. But they've also, some of them, you know, they've been the kind of most engaged political activists around immigration, and you know, pressing. They were among the people who pressed the president to go ahead without Congress, and Hillary Clinton just appointed one of the toughest Dreamer advocates as her Latino outreach person. So she's making a bid.
Who's that?
I'm going to forget the woman's name. I think Pirelli is her last name,
yeah.
Or something like that. But so Hillary's making a big bid. She's now said to voters that she would, not only would she not undo President Obama's order, but if Congress didn't act, she'd go further.
Who's going to win the leadership position in the campaign? Which party is going to win on the immigration issue, even as cynical as it may be?
Well, I think Democrats, because Democrats can promise more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question. And the problem is Latino voters, you know, Latino voters are a huge growing block of voters. Are they going to decide this election? Many people think that in some ways they decided the
last election. Well, it'll be between the Latinos and blacks and women and millennials. And that none of that bodes well for Republicans. Hold on to that thought. I want to get tomorrow to talk to us about which Republican has the best chance with immigration in the coming election. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.